From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, this is Stephen Green, VK2TSG, one of your WIA National Board members. We wish to congratulate the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club on their recent successful submission to the board requesting to host next year's WIA Annual General Meeting. This will be held in May 2024. Not only will they be hosting the AGM, but will be combining it with a showcase of amateur radio activities in a hamvention. The Bundaberg Mayor and Council CEO specifically endorsed the club's bid for the event and were keen to secure their town as the venue. There are still many details to be arranged, so please be on the lookout for future updates on the WIA website as details come to hand, as we'd like to see as many of you there as possible in May. 73 from Stephen, VK2TSG.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the hallmarks of amateur radio over the years has been its capacity for adaption and innovation. Before the world had sliced bread from the supermarket or corner store, bread came in unsliced loaves, which had to be sliced before use. The term breadboard has become well known from the early days of valves and batteries and stays with us today as a building platform sold ready to insert components. I remember seeing a 2-metre transmitter and receiver, both built on metal cake tins, bought at the local shopping centre. This was a convenient way to get a strong pair of chassis for some homebrew projects published by the ARRL. Vertical loop antennas called cubicle quads became popular, but the mechanics of construction presented some issues, especially for the shortwave bands. From the tropics and subtropics, bamboo became a sought-after material for making these directional loops. Today we can purchase ready-made synthetic composites from the local hardware or from sporting stores in the fishing section, for instance. What shack would be classed as complete without a termination for the antenna socket, the proverbial dummy load? Back in time, the more expensive incandescent lamps using a carbon filament instead of tungsten were sought after as they provided a great tuning aid for valve-based transmitters. Some people even went to the extent of using rare gas lamps mounted across the antenna terminals for a more precise visual aid. So it is these days, with so many people joining the amateur ranks and growing up in the age of disposable consumerism, that off-the-shelf solutions are seen as the way to build one's station. Yet there are still opportunities to adapt and innovate with bits and pieces not designed for electronics or radio. Over 100 years ago, the first patents for using a living, growing tree as a radio antenna were granted towards the end of the First World War. Our magazine, Amateur Radio, has carried articles on doing this some years ago. One feature of the semiconductor age has been the reduction in size and weight of commercially available gear. This has given rise to more frequent portable operations from tops of hills, gazetted parks, surrounds of lighthouses and grain silos, to mention a few operating venues. The lightweight but inherently strong squid pole has seen the development of specific collapsible masts, which can be comfortably transported and easily erected from such places. I have specific needs, and my variant has been to use some recycled fiberglass poles to extend a multi-section tapered support from an advertising flag. Join this with a speaker tribe hot stand and a strap to a copper earth rod, and lo and behold, there is the basis for a simple vertical wire antenna. Currently, I have a non-resonant OCF, which is tuning nicely and bringing in the signals. What I'm suggesting is there are ways of doing things which have been proven before. Dry bamboo could be cheaper than a fiberglass pole. Just let the mind go free and see what you can come up with, and add another level to your recreation. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.